that gentleman. He's the editor of this that publication.
As a historian, I was, when I read through the poem, I had just read Ellen Seeger's, I think it is, The Glass House, the biography of Röntgen, and I am just beginning to learn about the history of the area. And I saw a lot of it in that book, and I saw a lot of it in that poem. Could you, kind of from a historical point of view, give us your reaction, almost that Röntgen gives us very much of his reaction to the valley in some of his poems, as I understand it from the Seeger book. And it seems that you capture an awful lot of this in the poem that you did in honor of Röntgen. Could you expand on it a little bit? Could you tell us something more about the poem? I don't know if that's possible.
Well, you know, when I grew up in, I was born in 1904, and automobiles were a novelty at that time, and just everybody walked, you know, except the guys that lived out on Center Avenue that had could afford a car, you know, and the fire department used horses to pull their wagons, you know, to the fire. Most of the streets in Bay City were dirt roads. A few of the main streets were brick pavement, and there was a lot of traffic on the river in those days. Barges, lumber barges going down, they'd pull rafts of logs to the mills, you know, and the lumber mills, and those rafts would be, some of them would be, I would guess, a third of a mile long, you know, huge log rafts. These barges would pull up to the mills in Bay City and Saginaw, and then they'd take the finished product back, you know, on the barges. They bring a load of logs to the mills, and then they take the finished lumber back to wherever they, used to watch them come and go. I didn't know where they came from or, you know, or where they were going to, but it was kind of fascinating, you know, to live in those days.
Do you see any of this reflected in your own poetry? Has that environment?
Oh, yes, yes. It did in that, as I was trying to describe it in this, my recollections, you know, in this poem. And then in my book I have several poems in there about the Saginaw Valley.
In spite of the fact that you went to work at Western Union and Röntgen went to the University of Michigan, could you compare yourself to it?
Oh, I wouldn't, no, I couldn't, I wouldn't be in the same class. I would say I might have been if I'd had the opportunity. You know, I would have written a lot more if I'd had the opportunity. You know, this college atmosphere, it just fascinates me. I've attended a few meetings at Delta College in the nature of our commission, you know, meetings, and I just like the atmosphere down there, you know, and it's something that was denied me, I never had, and
it's a problem with many students. They think they learn just by walking around in that air. To some extent they do, but there's also work involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get the work to go with the sacred air
that circulates
in
those halls.
What is your style like in comparison to Röntgen's? I know
it's
evolved, but...
Mine
the Valley hasn't produced many poets.
No, I think, from Bay County, as far as I know, Irene Warsaw and myself are the only ones that have gained national recognition from Bay County. Mm. And, of course, Röntgen was from Saginaw. But I think myself, I haven't heard of any other besides Irene Warsaw and myself that really attained any national recognition. I think we're the only two. Might be another one I haven't heard anywhere, read of any.
What do you think of Röntgen as a poet?
I thought he was, I haven't read any of his stuff lately, but I liked it. Yes, I liked his work. But like I say, it's kind of difficult, and it's a lot different than mine. They describe my poetry as simple, direct, which it almost has to be from with my background, you know. It's not.
Well, but it isn't. It isn't, isn't it? You know, if I'm reading The Runner here, you're also talking about life and death.
Oh, yes, yes. I guess I was preoccupied somewhat with death, really. Like a lot of poets have been, I guess. You wonder, you know, everything. I do a lot of thinking, but as I say, my poetry is plain.
Sometimes the simplest things are the most difficult.
Of course, I won't say that, I mean, the language is simple and very plain. I can't even, to go into what I'm thinking, you know, the idea of it. Sometimes I'll write something and a couple of years later, it's strange to me. I can't get back in the mood I was when I wrote it, if you understand what I mean.
There's something.
You seem as though you're going
to put into it.
You get in a trance somewhat, you know, and you write, and then if I get an idea, sometimes at night I might wake up, can't sleep, and I'll think of something, and a few lines will come in my head, you know, on a certain subject. And if I don't get right out of bed and write that down, it's gone. Lots of times I'll say, well, I'll write. I think I'll pursue that line of thought tomorrow. It's gone. It don't come back. And like I said, I can read some of my poems, and I can't get into the mood.
Well, now Repke would say that too. The idea of being a little bit somewhere else,
yes.
In a trance,
yeah.
Or closing off some things and bringing
right.
In something
you
more.
You get someplace like, else, you know.
Like your three rabbits chasing
yes.
In a circle in the snow.
That happened, you know, and I never forgot it. I was just a child, and we lived down by the Saginaw River. And I woke up one night, and I had an upstairs bedroom, looked down, and it was the oddest thing. I never forgot it, because there was three rabbits, and they were going round and round in a circle in the snow. And it was just something that,
As a child, you accepted
it?
It
made an impression on me.
Mm-hmm. And if we try to tell John, he might not. You know, he might not appreciate as a non-poet the fact that there's something magic about
yes, that's the way it is.
Poetry. And
like I say, I can read some of my work, and I just can't get in the mood that I was in when I wrote it. To show you later ones. No, I took that title from Hausmann. He said, man's a stranger and afraid in a world he never made, you know. That's where I got the title of that short poem.
What is it?
Stranger and afraid. And now compared to the others I've looked at, you've got a shorter line here than in some of them.
Most of my work is very spare. If you, I don't go on and on. It's compact.
Well, that's all good poetry is, I think, and especially contemporary.
That sort of personal, but it really isn't meant to be personal. It's mankind asking, where is God in these times? You know, you're confused.
Has what's been happening lately, for example, the last 18 months, had a great impact on your life?
Well, yes. I haven't written too much in the last couple of months, but these are things that give you material. You know, you think about these things and you can write. I have a couple of poems. Could I send them along with you? Would you like to, that I haven't been published?
Yes, I would enjoy that. This, I could read this one.
Go on.
I should ask him if I've done it properly then. Stranger and afraid. Stubbornly, outwardly, I will stand straight, though inwardly the relentless twist of time bends me into painful posture. In the maze-like dream, I am lost. Where is the hand of love?
Three I wrote this lately, and if you would like to take them with you, I'd like to have you
consider. You have copies, right?
Yes.
Don't send out the originals of anything.
I would like to have you consider.
Ah, you've got Picasso in here then, so.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I liked the one here with the strawberry. The quartet.
Oh, yes. Well, that was, that appeared in this. I've appeared in four different issues of Port Lore, and that was in this issue. This is a mess
and
here.
Now you have seasons here, and have done it very subtly, I think. So many students who write in my classes hit us too hard with the kind of thing they're trying to say about seasons or something. But this, you've done it very naturally and very subtly, I think, and it's very effective.
Got a mess here.
And you know about cherry trees and strawberry plants.
Oh, yes. Well, a
bird
lot of
sounds and.
Yes, when you live up here, you know, those are things that influence you. I had a lot of letters here, a note from Menke Cox. He's one of the leading poets of the Eastern Coast. He had his Bitterroot. I don't know if you're acquainted with Bitterroot magazine. And he likes my poetry very much. These are all comments and acceptances, you know. I like him because you submit to this magazine and in 10 days you get a personal answer. And sometimes you can wait 6 months without hearing.
Right, and it isn't fair to have your work. Well, to have it tied up, it could be somewhere else.
And
you know?
This man, he's one of the leading Jewish poets. And he's won several prizes, you know, with his writing. And he always gives you his opinion. And these are all acceptances, but they're also opinions. And he said, look for my poems in Atlantic, and look for my poems here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't subscribe to Atlantic, and you can't get it. If I lived in Bay City or Saginaw, I'd go uptown and I could buy it, but you know.
Not even the library in the West Branch?
No.
They let you take out periodicals?
They don't handle it. They don't have it.
Now, Wetke kept a little notebook, and the most recent thing published about him was Straws or the Wind, I believe is the title, in which they put down some of the notebook things. And if you remember that poem about an elegy for Jane, for a student who was then killed.
Mm-hmm.
He has a line in there about her sidelong pickerel smile.
Yes, I remember that line.
That line was in his notebook for 3 or 4 years before that. A sidelong pickerel smile, and it just stayed in his notebook. He may have tried it in other poems, but finally, you know, it appeared, and it almost makes that poem. It's such a good line.
That happens. You get a couple of lines, and maybe at the time you can't make anything of it, but you save it, and then you get in the proper mood, and you and you can, it'll evolve, you know, and you make a poem out of it. That's the way it works.
Now, do you write these lines down then too, and keep them somewhere? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So really, you know, when you go sit down for that hour, you've got what you feel at that time, but you've got a lot of things that you've got in mind, and,
yes.
and a few things on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've thrown away waste baskets full of scribblings and notes and like that. I haven't too much of it on hand, but I've got a few drawers full of stuff. In fact, I don't know what I have in there. I need a secretary, but I can't afford one, and I don't think my wife would let me have one either.
Try a male.
So yes.
And liberate the man. Well, you know, Robert Frost claimed that he wrote things sort of whole. But, you know, what Robert Frost did was throw away all the the first drafts. So.
Yes, yes. You'd almost have to, you know. That's right.
Now, I have an early version of his poem design, and I'm sure you recall that, with the white spider on the white heelaw. Both things unnatural to nature. A white spider, and the heelaw is a little flower that's supposed to be blue.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this lovely poem, and he has an early version that they did have out at Bread Loaf, and where he wrote in Vermont. And I'll send you that. It's so encouraging because the first version is so bad, and the the final is so good that. You know, there is a process of looking for that exact word. In mm-hmm. fact, in the first version, he's got a dented spider, mm-hmm. and it finally ends up a dimpled, mm-hmm. which is so much more innocent and soft than
yeah,
the word
dented.
Yeah,
I read about Houseman being that way, you know, discarding so many words before he arrived at the one he really wanted in some of his poems. I was influenced by Houseman and Hardy and Edward Arlington Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
I felt comfortable with their work.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the way I did. Somebody else wants me. Would you like to take some of these letters with you today?
Mm-hmm.
I have extra copies of some of these magazines if you would like to, mm-hmm. if you could have a place to keep them.
Yes, I have storage facilities.
Mm-hmm. I have extra copies. You know, I have my own copy, but then I have some of them. I have extra copies, and I could give you a few of those if you have if you could use them anywhere.
What we'll do will be to put all these materials together into what we'll call the e-belt or e-belt collection.
Well, I think I better start getting. Now, I don't know. Some of these, I don't have any extra copies,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to keep them, but.
Well, you should.
But possibly, after I'm gone, they would go with the collection.
Well, we could make arrangements like that. There's, you know,
but I'll get some copy. Oh, I want to give you each one of my books, and you can take these letters with you today. I tried to make an explanation of what some of them are. You know. Did I have a paper clip on that one?
Here is a paper clip. Oh, I probably took it off. Yeah.
Why does one poet appeal to you and another not? You
well,
said you were influenced by how
they. I don't know. I don't know. Some. It's just that they feel the same way about things that you do. I mean.
Is poetry largely a matter of feeling?
Oh, there's a lot of difference in yes, I would say.
Well, see, I don't understand poetry. I sit down, and if it rhymes to me, it's a poem.
You know,
that's
with
bad.
Most people, it's emotional. But there are some poets that are, well, you might say they're kind of cold, if you know what I mean. And it's more a literary effort that they build, you know. And it's all right. I have nothing against it, but I'm not that type. I mean. Mine is purely emotional. I'm trying to make it as literate as possible.
The runner, when I just read over that, a couple of things occurred to me. I thought of one runner I know that to me seems to be dying, the Great Mile runner, what's his name? From Kansas.
Oh, Ryan?
Yeah, Jim Ryan. I thought of him there because to me, as a runner, death is catching. I thought of death when I read that.
Yeah,
Two Life and
well,
death is catching up with him. I remember seeing him stumble at the Olympics.
You wonder what happened to him.
And yeah, and maybe life or death is catching up with him as a runner.
That's
that was in the
in
book.
Here.
Oh yes.
Yes,
I had that in there with a letter.
Find the same page.
Yeah, I had some letters. Well, the letters, one was from the Free Press and one was from the lady that...
Maybe it's still in
here. I think they're probably...
Here's a card.
The badge.
Did they?
I would like to keep that.
Oh, sure.
I don't know what I did with those letters that I
They may be clipped with that.
Well, I tell you, it's immaterial, because if you give me some... Xerox copies of these, I'll have, if you got it, I'll find it. And there's other poets. Kent Hayfield, he liked my work very much too, and I liked his work. He was, he died 2 years ago, three, four years ago. He was a poet in residence at Delta College, Kenneth Hayfield. Some of his books.
I think he was there before I came.
And he had a big write up in the Free Press. And he wrote me, I have several letters from him. This is his book that he sent me. But, no, if you, G. Kennedy, I got him here. If you would care for this and this, I have extra. This is the runner. This is what that poem was now. And this is Bay City. Number one, my book came out. Larry Marsaw stuff. Did you read that poem in the New Mexico Quarterly that I had in there? See what you think about that.
Would you be willing to read one of your poems for us?
I'm such a poor reader. Honestly.
Are you sure? You can, you know.
Is there one that you particularly like?
Well, yes.
We would like to have
just one.
Have the poems we like to have.
Okay, I'll try.
Yes, I read this, and I was interested because you have the Seminole, and
yeah.
I have a little bit of Seminole Indian blood. Are you using? You're using just the Seminole as representative,
what
or does
I was
it have
thinking
more
there. I was thinking about the launchings down there in Florida, you know, Canaveral.
Right.
And I was thinking of all the activity going on there, and they're launching these, and then they just give me the idea. They push the Seminole aside, they take over with this activity, you know, and...
This is from Florida in the New Mexico Quarterly. So, which one are you talking about?
Yes. Well, there's just a few lines, but there was a lot of things I was thinking about.
Well, and the Seminole had been pushed down there originally, so it's just a continuous process, too, that pushing the Seminole around. It's nice the Seminoles have not made peace with the United States. Maybe the poets haven't made peace.
Their independence. And then the last line, I thought, well... Say how empty the space, you know, when she wants in journey. Think it is an empty space you leave when you die, you know, you're gone. That was the idea that I had there. Which one of these? I might read a poem from this book. These all holograph. What is your first name?
It's Dorla, D-O-R-L-A.
You know, I'm having trouble writing. I've got arthritis and these fingers are getting very stiff. So you'll have to excuse my handwriting. And also, I take medication for thyroid. and that makes you shaky. So I've got a lot of disadvantages. Do you always use your middle initial? It sounds better if you don't use it.
All right. Don't use it.
A-R-N-E-D.
See, now he knows about sounds. Thank you very much.
Dr. John?
John.
I envy these PhDs.
Well, they're just fuds.
That's about what it amounts to nowadays.
Or M-fuds, as they say.
You can't eat a fud.
Well, I have. The season just passed, I always think about. What do you think about that one? I hope I'm being my reader. I'd like to hear someone that could read my poetry. I would enjoy that. You think that would be okay? I'm a very poor reader, but I'll try and read it for you.
We really appreciate it.
Is it being recorded right now? Well, it's titled, just admiring the bright colors of autumn, looking out the window. And when these thoughts came to me, it's titled "On This Leaf-Spangled October Day." On this leaf-spangled October day, when summer's last echo is suspended, spurring our thoughts with bittersweet urgency of time, furred, feathered, and sparsely haired creatures are stirring and storing against the coming snow. Many will not know if it falls lightly or fiercely blows 3-foot drifts. Though the stirring, storing, and flight continue, there will be a peopled place as quiet and careless as an ocean's deepest mystic waters. Believe something intangible will leapfrog over winter into a magic spring and be forever young. When I said sparsely haired creatures, I meant people.
It occurred to me.
This is your copy.
I'll send you one more that's very much like that, only very very much a woman's point of view. Mm. And I'm using the graying hairs of the squirrel, but I'm talking about my own graying hairs too.
Poets are able to say things that many people think but never can get down on paper. I believe.
How do you write, what physical? Do you write in longhand? Do you...
First, and then I have a... Would you like to see the room in there? I'm afraid to show it to you.
No, you shouldn't be. No. I guess I didn't either, because he is in the cemetery.
He was cremated, and so I changed that. I changed two words. I changed this... To the brown back for farewell instead of burial, and I here I wrote they returned him to his youth instead of they buried him in the youth. After I found out that he had been cremated, I changed those two words.
But he is in the cemetery.
He is. Well,
so
he was cremated.
There.
So maybe I wasn't so far off after all. Mm-hmm. No. Is that a copy of Michigan Quarterly?
Yes, that's the one you just brought out. I'd appreciate if you'd sign it for
okay.
me.
Okay. You would like to have me sign it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these letters can go with it, or with that.
Yeah, well, that's John's.
This is This is the copy that the original.
Oh, that's,
well, that's the one I sent
you. That's the one, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, well, then that's
well, then
your
I'll keep
copy,
that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right
here,
this is a fountain pen. If, I don't know which is better. My daughter.